This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we are back and we're now 2 hours away from our draft coverage resuming. You can listen to that tonight on 105.3thefan.com and on the Odyssey app. Joining us now is the Cowboys' number one pick from last night, the offensive tackle. From TCU to OU, and now with the Dallas Cowboys, Tyler Guyton is going to join us in just a moment. But Brian, you and Zach and the guys did such a wonderful job last night. It was perfectly timed that the Rangers had the night off. Tonight, of course, they're back in action against the Reds. So over the air, you will have Rangers. We're double serving you tonight, and you jump on over to the apps, and you can stream all of the draft coverage. What do you think the Cowboys' plan is tonight going into their now three picks and two rounds?
I think there's going to be some combination of a linebacker, running back, and maybe an interior offensive lineman, whether that's a guard or a center. I don't know if the Cowboys like these centers as much as maybe Zach and I do. Maybe they're looking at a guard that could play. I know BB from Kansas State is a guy that could play all love five positions. So guard-center combination, maybe a center. And I think you also have to think about a wide receiver at some point. I think that we're going to see a run early on corners, and I think there's going to be a run on some of these wide receivers as well. But I think that would be a kind of a fallback position for the Cowboys. But there's going to be some combination of your linebacker, running back, interior offensive lineman, and then potentially a wide receiver.
They need a running back here today, don't they?
Yeah.
They can't push this into the fifth round.
I think you could, yeah, because you don't have a fourth round pick. So I think it's got to be in today.
All right, and joining us now is the Cowboys pick from last night, offensive tackle Tyler Guyton here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
We're doing awesome. I just loved your reaction last night at your party. I think it's legendary, the smile on your face and the excitement in your body. What else can you tell us about how perfect this is for you?
It's a lifelong dream. We grew up Dallas Cowboys fans, so this is everything to me. It was such a full circle moment.
What was your town of Texas like? A lot of Cowboys fans down there?
A lot of Cowboys fans.
And is that outside of San Antonio? How would you describe
it's in
that?
Austin. It's in Austin.
Okay. Okay, Austin. So your dad a huge Cowboys fan, huh?
Yes, sir.
So when the Cowboys traded down, what were you guys thinking? Missed opportunity? Or what was the discussion in the room like there?
I mean, there was a couple of other teams that were in conversation that they were wanting to take me, but they didn't. And that trade back was truly an extremely smart chess move, and they still came and got me. My heart definitely dropped down to my stomach, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Tyler, what was it like walking into the Star today? I think there's a lot of times we go in there and do shows and things. We're always impressed with how that looks. I know you had a nice facility there in Oklahoma, but how about the first time walking into the Star?
Yeah, it was truly breathtaking. I've never been here. I've never been in the Star, and it was everything I could have dreamed of. And also, I want to say what's up to all the Tullos in Dallas. out there. I can't wait to get on the field and show y'all what I got.
Let's go. I love it, man. We got to talk with you briefly last night. You had the mic drop moment where I asked you how you were feeling. You said you were effing ecstatic, which we did have to drop dump, by the way. It wasn't a podcast. But, hey, I loved the energy. I did want to ask you kind of about your NFL journey, because you didn't start playing football until your senior year in high school, and then you've kind of moved positions around. So how have you kind of found your way, one, the love of football, but then now playing eventually left tackle for the Cowboys?
I want to start it off by saying I've been playing football my whole life. I've been playing football since I was able to walk, and it was something that I loved to do. I was a football and a basketball player growing up, and once I got to high school, I kind of put down football and thought I was a basketball player. Then senior year came around, and I decided to transfer somewhere else to focus on basketball at a different school, and then ended up getting recruited to play football again. And going to college and moving around positions, I only switched from in high school I played defensive line. I went to college, I played offensive tackle, and the tight end stuff you saw, it was just me getting into a heavy package. I went and caught one by the goalpost in practice one day, and they just kind of drew me up to play. But besides that, I've been a tackle or a D tackle this whole entire time.
So you played tight end one game at TCU, right? Do you feel like you got some routes still? I mean, talk to us about that potential. If you reported eligible, could you get a touchdown?
Love a big man TD up in here.
I only had one play, and I only had one route, and it was just run straight and catch the ball. I feel like I could do a couple of different things, though, if I needed to do that.
Well, hey, you look like a hell of a red zone threat, man. But, yeah, just remember to check in eligible. I don't know if you remember that Lions game
for sure,
this year.
For sure.
We got to get that going.
Yeah, we got to get it right.
What do you think about people saying you need to get stronger at the NFL level? You looked pretty dang strong already to me on the TV last night.
I definitely don't think I'm a painted picture. I do need to get stronger, and I'm going to get stronger. I feel like everybody needs to get stronger. It's a gradual process of leveling up, and that's just another thing to put in the toolbox and help you be a better football player, regardless if you're strong as an ox or not.
What type of interactions did you have with the Cowboys leading up to the draft and just throughout the process? How would you describe those interactions?
It was so chill and relaxing, and it felt so homey. And I just had a feeling that it was going to end up being Dallas just because of the lineage and how God works out for people to do good things, man. And I had a feeling, I knew that it was going to come true.
Favorite Cowboys player of all time? Do you have a favorite?
Ooh, that's a tough question. That's a tough question.
Okay, do you get tired of people talking about how it's been 3 decades since the Cowboys have won it all?
Hey, man, I'm here for it, dog. Yeah. I'm a Cowboy. I know they like to talk. They like to talk about us. But,
yeah. Hey, that's my guy.
We're coming to win it this year. I don't care. We don't care what it takes. I can thoroughly say that. That's what I'm bringing to this team. And no matter what anybody says, they got to see us first.
I appreciate you, man. Yeah, you caught yourself there on the S-bomb. I
mean, coachable already.
Very coachable.
Tyler Guyton, your newest Dallas Cowboy here with us on The Fan and the G-Bag Nation. The offensive line, though, I mean, you've got a great lineage at OU with Lane Johnson, Trent Williams, Creed Humphrey. I don't know if you have a relationship with those guys, but also coming to the Cowboys, which has had a recent history of tremendous offensive linemen. How excited are you to get to play with Tyler Smith, Zach Martin, and company?
Man, it's going to elevate me as a player and as a person, being around those guys and picking their brain about certain things, how to go about life, because doing it at the highest level isn't easy. And they're doing it, you know, so I give all credit to them. I can't wait to learn from them.
Have you heard from Dak yet?
I have.
What did he say?
He just texted me and said he's excited for me, can't wait to get dirty and get to work with me.
When you're watching the Packers game in January, the playoffs, very disappointing for all fans. I'm sure it was heartbreaking for you and your family. What were you thinking they needed to have more success in the playoffs?
Tyler Guyton.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
That's a damn good answer. Do you have what's your nickname, by the way? Like, do you have one that is stuck?
I do. Originally, it was T-Bone for some reason. But we kind of shortened it down to just Bone. But T-Bone is probably the nickname.
Okay, did you like what Mike McCarthy, your new head coach, said by naming you and Tyler TNT? Is that a nickname you think can stick?
That's going to stick. We talked about that earlier. I feel like we have that fiery, ferocious mentality to us, and we're gonna make it stick.
I like that. Okay, you got a little nastiness to your game. Are you a trash talker out there?
I mean, if I got to be, I will.
Is there anything better than, I mean, is there any better feeling in the world than pancaking a mofo right into the dirt?
Absolutely not.
Did you guys, was there ever, did your offensive line coach at Oklahoma, like, keep a tally, like a pancake tally? I feel like offensive line coaches love doing this thing. I feel like you were probably at the top of that leaderboard there for the Sooners.
I don't think Coach B had a tally board, but he definitely expects it every single play from his players. That's what he expects. That's why he's put so many great offensive linemen into the NFL, just because that's what he expects. That's what he's demanding every single play.
Looked like the draft party was incredible last night, and I'm sure it was. What was security doing allowing a Niners jersey to make an appearance in your draft party? I noticed that last night.
Man, that was my uncle. He just wanted to wear whatever he wanted to wear. I told him not to wear it. We all did. He was just so adamant. Oh, he's going to go to the 49ers. No, we're not going to the 49ers. We're going to the Cowboys. I'm actually mad that he wore that, though.
Okay. All right. I like that. I know some Cowboys fans weren't the happiest to see it, but, you know, we understand to each other. Basketball player, are you a Mavs, Spurs, Rockets fan, or other?
Man, I'm a LeBron fan, dog. LeBron is my MJ. I think LeBron's the best basketball player ever. I know that's controversial, but I truly believe that. And I know it sounds like I'm a bandwagon, but I grew up in this generation of watching LeBron really be a legendary basketball player. And I am a Mavs fan. You know, growing up in Austin, it's been pretty close. My dad is, just as he is a Cowboys fan, he's also a Mavs fan. I think he has a super old Dirk Nowitzki jersey that I used to wear when I was a little kid. It looked like a dress on me, but I love the Mavericks.
Yeah, it's understandable, you know, as long as, you know, 2011 went the way that it did. I don't think many Mavs fans mind that at all. But what kind of a player were you as a hooper?
See, I modeled my game after LeBron because that's who I think is the GOAT, man. So I think I got a little bit of rim running, a little bit of shooting, and some playmaking and some defense.
So you're out there 6'8" point guarding in hoop. You must have been a major problem, but you still chose football, huh?
Yeah. I'm a better football player. It's what I love to do. It's what my heart is telling me to do is football.
Is there an offensive lineman you've kind of tried to model your game after?
Yeah. I'm a really big fan of Penei Sewell. Yeah.
What is it about Penei's game that you like so much?
His technique is so perfect. He wins every rep with technique, athleticism, and nastiness. Like, I can really appreciate that about him as a player. And I really think coming into the league as such a young player and doing what he's doing is legendary, and it hasn't been done before.
I think, you know, for a hard-hitting question here, you are a Texas kid. That means you've been born and raised on Whataburger. What is the Tyler Guyton Whataburger order?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm going with a number 13, honestly. Barbecue sauce, add a strip, and upgrade it to a large so I can get the fries. And if I'm feeling it, I might also get a burger.
Let's go.
Use ketchup and bacon only, though.
Oh,
I love. Okay, so the go-to is going to be the chicken strip situation, and you will add an extra chicken strip on there. What would be the Tyler Guyton, the T-bone eating Hall of Fame situation? Like, what would be the biggest notch on your belt for most you've put down somewhere?
Ooh. I think at a cookout one time I ate like 14 hot dogs.
14, let's go.
That is epic.
What are you putting on the hot dog? Mustard only? Or you just
ketchup only? And I don't even think I was 10 years old yet. I ate all those hot dogs.
That's incredible.
You can probably go 30, 40 now.
Yeah, dog, maybe.
Did you say on that burger, cheese, ketchup, and bacon only?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's the way I do it at the house. I got one with your name on it, Tyler. Thank you so much for joining. Yeah, that's the way a burger should be.
Man.
I don't need to dress it up. It's about how good the burger is, right? Let's have that patty.
That's the burger.
Right on, man. Well, thank you so much. Welcome to town, and we'll be looking forward to catching up with you in Oxnard, California. Best of luck to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
There he goes. Tyler Guyton, your newest Cowboy here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And we'll get three more Cowboys tonight, Brian.
I can confirm he's going to wear number 60 for you this year.
There we go.
Okay. Tyler Guyton, if you want to go out and grab him, if you're one of those Oklahoma fans, Cowboy fan, whatever you are, Tyler Guyton's going to wear number 60 for your Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, right on. And we'll get, one more segment out of you boys before you head up to the Star and resume our draft coverage coming up at 6 o'clock. Again, listen to that on the Odyssey app or at 1053thefan.com. We'll have Rangers Reds for you tonight. Thankfully, we got that beautiful new stadium with the roof. Otherwise, I don't think we'd be playing tonight. Mm-mm. Okay, what are we doing in the top 10, Wolchuk?
Well, yesterday and really all weekend, certainly one of the best sports days on the calendar for me with the NFL draft. What are the top 10 best days on the sports calendar? 877-881-1053. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.